Secretary of State Hillary Clinton led a high-level U.S. delegation to Mexico yesterday in support of that country's campaign against organized drug cartels. But with violence skyrocketing, there is a growing realization that military means alone will not be enough. Clinton says she's looking for more ways the U.S. can help to build up civilian law enforcement institutions as well. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In between meetings at the Mexican Foreign Ministry, U.S. officials wandered by a display of dozens of confiscated weapons, from pistols to rocket launchers and machine guns, even gold-plated AK-47s. It was a clear reminder from the Mexican government that the U.S. needs to do more to help stop the flow of weapons south to Mexico. Secretary Clinton says the U.S. accepts its share of responsibility for many of the troubles facing Mexican border towns.
We know that the demand for drugs drives much of this illicit trade, that guns purchased in the United States, as we saw some of the examples outside, are used to facilitate violence here in Mexico. And the United States must and is doing its part to help you and us meet those challenges.
To emphasize that, her delegation included Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, as well as top intelligence, Treasury, and Justice Department officials. Clinton says the Obama administration's drug czar and other law enforcement officials explained to their Mexican counterparts how they're trying to decrease demand for drugs and enforce gun and drug laws. She said the U.S. is looking at anything that works, though she had a quick response when asked whether the U.S. might consider decriminalizing drugs.
No.
Mexican Foreign Minister Patricia Espinosa had only one complaint about the U.S. support for the battle with the drug cartels. The so-called Merida Initiative began 3 years ago to provide Mexico with $1.3 billion in military equipment, logistics, and training. But Espinosa says it's been slow in coming.
Entonces, uno de esos temas ha sido...
The foreign minister did add that Clinton assured her that the U.S. deliveries will speed up. The talk wasn't just about getting more military supplies to Mexico. Secretary Clinton says the U.S. wants to expand the focus of U.S. aid to help Mexico develop its judicial system, border patrols, and tackle some of the underlying social issues that have fueled the violence, which she says is ripping communities apart.
We have watched with great grief the terrible tragedies and murders that have taken place here in Mexico. And then our hearts were broken by the murders in Juarez, which took the lives of three people connected to our consulate. They were but the latest horrible reminder of how much we have to do together and how crucial these meetings are.
The secretary told reporters on her way home that she found Mexican President Felipe Calderón to be determined, though many Mexicans are wondering when the violence will end. U.S. government officials believe it's a good sign that gangs are fighting each other now in Mexico. It shows that they're under pressure. But Clinton acknowledged that's a tough sell in Mexico, with so many innocent people being caught in the crossfire. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
In a move that coincided with Clinton's visit, 450 federal police officers arrived in Juarez yesterday to aid the struggling anti-drug forces there. Juarez is known as Mexico's murder capital. It sits just across the river from the Texas border city of El Paso. More than 2,600 people were killed in Juarez last year, and more than 500 have already died this year in drug-related violence. The additional federal officers boost the Mexican anti-drug force to 3,500 in Juarez.